The shadow picked up the secure cell phone on the second ring. Yes?
Based on your observations, we went after Mr. Pierce, the old man said.
The shadow was saddened, but not surprised. And? The shadow asked, with a sudden touch of apprehension.
We missed, he said.
What happened?
The old man's voice breathed exasperation. We tried it subtly with contractors, and we tried it via brute force with our team and missed both times. Four dead, and Vasily is injured.
The shadow felt an increase in heartbeat and thought for a long moment.
Are you still there?
The voice asked. Yes, the shadow answered. So there's something about Mr. Pierce that we missed.
Apparently, the man said. The contractors were top-notch, an Asian team we have used before. I sent our team as a backup and ended up tasking them when the Asians were taken down. Our team was part of my protection detail, all former Spetsnaz, as you know. A retired Air Force pilot should not have been able to take them all down. He's been trained. We'll tear his life apart and get some answers.
The shadow's mind wandered as the old man spoke. Colin Pierce was a killer, and he could be a kindred spirit. Maybe they could meet again? The old man's gruff voice awoke the shadow from the daydream.
Are you ready for the next job?
The shadow nodded, even though she knew he was far away. Yes.
It will be a very long-range shot, Tushka. Your longest ever.
I am ready, Uncle, the shadow said, now realizing the conversation had shifted from English to Russian.
I believe you, the old man answered. No one can shoot like you do. Your stepfather taught you well.
Perhaps we could bring this man closer to us before the final engagement. Why not use the same crew agency as last time and ask for him? I could get close to him and get some information. Depending on what I find out, I could take direct action myself. There was a long pause.
We both know you're not trained for that, Dushka. But having your enemies close is a well-proven strategy. After the upcoming London project, we may set it up. In the meantime, we'll dig into him.
The old man paused.
We are almost there, Dushka. You realize that, yes?
Yes, Uncle.
Soon you will be wealthy beyond your dreams and be able to live anywhere you like. And you will have done your country a service beyond measure.
The shadow swallowed hard. The money was appealing, but it was serving her country, the country of her birth, that made her especially proud. I live to serve the motherland.
I know you do, Dushka, her uncle said. It's one of the many reasons I love you. Now, get some more study time in for your next target.
The call ended without further words. The shadow put the cell phone down and walked to the penthouse window and gazed out over the bustling activity in the metropolis below. She thought about the strange attraction she felt for this man she had just met, and the words were uttered involuntarily before the shadow even thought of them. Who are you, Colin Pierce?